art is life to me. I know that when I'm teaching, I teach about life through art, so that when people are creating, they can find themselves, they find a confidence in themselves because they can't make mistakes, or they can make mistakes, but I try to encourage the idea that there are no mistakes, that anything they do is okay. And so maybe that gives them a purpose, an avenue to pursue. Not that they can be, have to be great artists, but they could use the art to find themselves.
That is master printmaker Dan Weldon. Dan is a Long Island-based artist, educator, and author. I caught up with him on the Bemidji State University campus, where he was conducting workshops with the technology, art, and design students. He invented what is known as the solar plate process for printmaking, which is a safe alternative to traditional etching and relief processing. Historically, printmaking has required toxic solvents and harsh chemicals. Dan uses sunlight and water to transfer images onto water-soluble polymer plates. The idea for this non-toxic, environmentally sound method came to him after a conversation with a friend decades ago.
That was in Munich, Germany, 1970, and that's when I first developed it.
And before that, you were...
I was painting and drawing and doing stone lithography, but I was a printmaker before, but I pursued this direction because nobody else had ever done it. And, you know, we all seek to have an identity with being unique or special or different than anybody else, especially artists. We don't want to look like anybody else or do the same thing. As soon as you look like somebody else's work, you know, people say, oh, that reminds me of, you know, that's the enemy. And this way you become much more of a unique individual, at least I think.
During his artist talk to the students, Dan shared prints created by a number of well-known printmakers, and more surprisingly, he also shared images of his own home, a custom work of art in itself, where a sculpture of a human heart has been hewn from a pillar, and clear glass ceilings look up into a closet. His slate countertops came from an old schoolhouse, and there is one detail I will not soon forget, the doorknob he created from the top of his femur.
Yesterday you showed pictures of your house, which is a work of art in itself.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Is that something that you do when you normally start your workshops?
No. I sometimes just do that because I think it's important for art students to realize that they shouldn't be just locked into one thing. Creativity takes many forms.
So you've taken these workshops all over the world.
I've taken them to Australia, New Zealand 10 times, and China 4 times, and Europe, I can't count, South America about half a dozen times, and I always have a good time. I go to nice places, you know, where the people are nice too.
What do you love about coming and working with these young students?
The people. Yeah. These are great people here. It's so different working in all different parts of the world and in the country. The toughest people are the New Yorkers. They are, and I'm from New York, so I can say that. Californians are second. The Midwest is just really seem to be very open, very always polite, but just really eager to learn too. It's like being a little Johnny Appleseed in a way, you know, just kind of spreading the word. That's what's fun, and it's very enthusiastic. People love it, and so, you know, why not do something you love?
That is master printmaker Dan Weldon. His workshops at Bemidji State University took technology, art, and design students down a creative path that was essentially a synthesis of technology, art, and design. Layering transparencies or materials on the solar plates, Dan demonstrated how sunlight can create images that will ultimately be used to create prints.
The solar process that we're watching with these plates, is it burning in?
No.
What's making the etch?
The etch is the water. Water actually etches the plate. Water dissolves the surface, and it dissolves all the parts that were not hardened by the sun. Once it's exposed, it only gets one image per plate. But once the plate has been developed and processed and is in the shape of a matrix. It can be printed many times with different colors and different combinations.
What do you love about printmaking?
Well, for me, it's the whole process. Process is different than working in ceramics or in clay or in wood or in paint. It becomes manifold. It's not just the creative act in the art. It's the process of developing it. And then the printing is something separate in itself. So it's so many different involvements. And the other thing that I like about it is that I don't have to worry about, gee, is this going to work? It's not that the art is always going to be great, but that the images themselves are going to be exploratory. They're going to be something new for me each time.
Looking at Dan's artwork, I see common elements of earthiness combined with abstract sensibilities and modernism.
When did this style evolve for you?
That's something that took place in New Zealand. Well, it's sort of cumulative from being in the Southwest and seeing rocks and fissures and things that spoke to me in a very organic manner. And then it got transferred to New Zealand when I had a residency there. I was there for 3 months and I couldn't help but appreciate the beauty of that landscape, the greens and the patterns that I was noticing on the hillsides. They were patterns that were created by the sheep walking, meandering on the hillside. So the lines became a very integral part of the work. And then the lines then started coming into reality. They started taking place in whatever I was doing.
When was that?
1993, and I've been staying with that feeling. Not that these represent the sheep tracks like they originally were, but they, they're still there. The playfulness is still there. The playfulness of the animals and nature.
How old were you when you realized I'm going to be an artist?
10 years old, fifth grade. Yeah, that's when Augusta A. Hoffman, my fifth grade teacher, patted me on the back and said, "You don't have to do this like everybody else. You just go right for the good paper." She would make people do things on newsprint first, and she said, "No, you don't have to do that. You're good enough to just go right on the good paper." So she gave me a sense of being different, being a little exceptional in that area. It didn't happen in the other areas like math.
You figured out where your gift was.
Well, I did, yeah.
And his innate gift of design has taken him around the world. In addition to traveling and giving the solar plate workshops, Dan exhibits regularly in galleries and is deeply involved in the East Coast art scene. He was recently part of a 92-piece collaborative exhibit and is working on another collaboration that will be multimodal.
I think music is the greatest of the arts, and so I'm planning on doing something in Jackson, Wyoming, with a group of dancers. But dance is beautiful to me. You know, so it's going to be an interactive thing with the drawings being projected on a screen, with the dancers will respond to the drawings and vice versa.
Thanks to the Bemidji State University Technology, Art, and Design Program for letting me crash their workshops, and thanks to Dan Weldon for letting me pick his brain. To learn more about Dan, you can check out his website, danweldon.com, and to learn more about that solar plate process, check out solarplate.com. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.
So we're ready to print this.
As a child, I mostly spoke inside my head. Had conversations with the clowns, the dogs, the dead. And they thought me broken, that my tongue was coated lead. But I just couldn't make my words make sense to them. If you only listen with your ears, I can't get in. And I spend my evenings pulling stars out of the sky. Arrange them on the lawn where I would lie. And in the wind I'd taste the dreams of distant lives. And I would dress myself up in them through the night, while my folks would sleep in separate beds. why.